The visit to the Hasan Sham U3 camp marked the latest stop on Malala's girl power trip, which began in April. She's vowed to spend time with girls in North America, South America, the Middle East, Europe, and Africa before heading off to university later this year. At the camp, Malala met girls in a tent school and heard their stories of struggle and resilience.
So I met amazing girls, especially Anwa, who is a brave young girl, 13 years old, and she has courage. She's getting her education, and I think she's going to be the change maker for her community. I think this is young girls like these that I want to encourage and inspire.
The conflict in Mosul forced Anwa to miss 3 years of schooling. Overall, around 350,000 displaced children in Iraq are not enrolled in school, according to the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR. That's almost half of all children there who are of school age. Anwar hopes to follow Malala's example and be an advocate for girls' education.
I saw her on TV. She inspired me a lot and she boosted my confidence. She is my role model and she represents the path that we would all like to take.
Malala turned 20 this month, but she's long been a campaigner for girls' education. She first became an activist while a schoolgirl in her native Pakistan and survived an assassination attempt by the Taliban when she was just 15.
So I would say to world leaders and all the international community that we need to invest in education. This is something that cannot be ignored. This determines the future of many children. And especially for a region like Iraq and Syria, which have gone through conflict, education is the only way through which these countries can go forward and achieve progress.
Malala also delivered a message to children everywhere.
To all girls and boys out there, I would say that believe in yourself, follow your dreams. You are the change makers and you can really change your community.
Nobel Peace Prize winner and UN Messenger of Peace Malala Yousafzai speaking at a camp for displaced people in Iraq. Deanne Penn, United Nations.